This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Come on, Rob!
Thanks, Isaac and Newt. Zook.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Well, hello there.
Hi. I apologize for nothing, by the way.
What do you mean?
Just saying. I don't apologize.
We got the announcer in the open that says, okay, we apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Sook
yeah,
apologizes
yeah.
for nothing.
No. Yeah, I don't either. What do we have to apologize for?
A lot of people having diarrhea.
We're perfect.
Mr. Woodcock once said that apologies are for scripts and criminals, and I'm neither.
A lot of people saying
Which, by the way,
Hart has diarrhea.
That
okay,
is
not, we apologize.
That is not a good movie in any way, but there is about 20 minutes of it that you should watch. It's one of those movies that's a, it's just, if it comes on, the first 20 minutes of Mr. Woodcock are amazing. And then you need to watch like 4 other minutes throughout the whole movie.
I feel that way about Basketball. I love the inception of it, what they get going, but it's not a good movie.
If you don't know, that's with, who's the guy that plays Stifler?
Sean William Scott.
And Billy Bob Thornton is a guy named Mr. Woodcock, who's a PE teacher, like in a small Missouri town. And Sean William Scott goes on to be like, come like a famous self-help author, and he comes back to town to like get an award. And he has to relive the trauma that Mr. Woodcock, his PE teacher, put him through. So the flashback scenes of Billy Bob Thornton as Mr. Woodcock teaching like 1980s gym in a small town are some of the best. It's some of the best comedy you will ever see in your entire life. And it makes me laugh every time. And then after that, the movie's just terrible.
Can I tell you that Billy Bob is in my top three?
He is great.
All time.
Yes.
Like, I absolutely
All
love him.
Time.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't like, I don't like Landman.
I don't either, but he makes that show.
But there's a part of me that I once in a while, I'll turn it on just to watch.
Yeah, it's him. It's
him.
Not a great show,
it's
but
it's not.
That's,
Abdullah is terrible. But
now, what's your favorite Billy Bob work?
That's the power of Billy Bob is... you turn him on, he's mesmerized.
Yes.
I loved him in the, and now I'm not going to remember the name of the show, but there's a TV show, and it was on Hulu, maybe? He was the star of it. He's kind of the same character in a lot of stuff. He's like this old,
and he's got this
drunken,
dry kind of wit about
he's
him.
He's the attorney. Did you see that show? I got to look it up.
I don't think so. I'm looking like at his filmography, and I agree with you. I really like him, but I also don't feel like there's that much stuff that you're like, oh yeah, great flick that he's done.
I don't know what you would see, and I disagree.
Goliath. Watch him in Goliath. He's great.
My favorite Billy Bob, and I don't even think it's close, and I do really like Billy Bob Thornton. The one season, the first season of the Fargo.
Oh, yes.
Where he plays Malvo. He plays the bad guy.
That might be the best he's been.
I have contended that that is a top five villain for me of all time. It's amazing. If you just YouTube Fargo season one, There Be Dragons. There's this amazing scene where, I mean, he plays a stone cold killer, but then he gets pulled over by a cop in a stolen car. And he tells the cop, you're going to let me go. And he intimidates the cop into letting him go, basically telling him, like, I'm going to kill you. And he has this, and the cop basically says, why would I let you go? And he looks at him and says, because on maps, there used to be a thing on a map that said, don't go there, ye be dragons. And he looks at him like they dead eyes and says, just because it's not on the map anymore, it doesn't mean there aren't dragons. And he goes, years from now, when you're like kissing your daughter, good night and tucking her in, you're going to think back to this night that you let me go. And then he rolls up the window and drives away. It's just, he is so good and he's funny. And it's just, it is one of my all time favorite performances. And
it's
an entire season of it.
All right, let's take a break.
And he was also really, I mean, he's had some good movies too. Sling Blade is where he kind of came. Yeah.
That's kind of his most famous and most highly acclaimed.
Yeah, great in that.
But I'm telling you, if you're ever sitting around and you're bored and you want something dumb and pointless that you don't have to finish, just watch Mr. Woodcock and you can turn it off after 20 minutes. But I promise you, you will laugh really hard at Mr. Woodcock telling the kids to take a lap. Tells a kid to take a lap and the guy's got asthma. He's like, I can hear you wheezing from here, and then wings a dodgeball at him.
He was pretty great in Bad Santa, too.
Yeah, Bad Santa was great.
He was wonderful as Bad Santa.
Yeah. I thought that movie was going to suck, and he made it really good.
That's the thing about him, is none of this stuff we're talking about is like earth-shattering.
No.
But his performances in are just top-notch.
Yes. He just, whatever he's in, he makes. He just has a presence about him that I really enjoy.
He's fantastic. Yes. Okay, when we come back, would you give up your kid?
Sure. I got three of them.
For a large monetary reward.
Again, I got three. How much are we talking here?
Well, in this case, it was $100,000, but...
Oh, no, you have to.
You have to crank it up a little bit?
You gotta pay me more. 100 grand? I can't even buy a kick-ass boat for 100 grand. Get out of here.
Gonna need to crank off a little more than that.
Exactly. Need to crank off at least a few more.
That's next on The Fan. Well, they got the Charlie Kirk murderer.
Yes, the assassin.
His name is Tyler Robinson.
The Mormon kid.
22-year-old Utah guy. Man, kid, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Young man, if you will.
Yeah. And, it's quite a tale, because they're saying that it was he basically confessed or implied that he did it to his family.
Yeah,
and his family went to their pastor.
Yeah,
and they're like, "What the hell?"
Well, his dad's a sheriff.
Yeah,
they went to the pastor, and then they told a family friend who is a sheriff, who then told the cops.
Yeah, and like I guess the dad, like, kind of detained him until the cops came, which I...
Yeah, they set up a time for them to come get him.
I don't know. Is that better or worse than losing a kid? Like, I can't fathom how hard that is to turn in your son knowing that that's, you know, that...
I'm going to guess it's... I mean, I don't think there's anything... There's no better.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess this slightly less worse.
Yeah.
Because he did commit a murder.
I know.
And if they find him on his own and he wants to fight his way out, maybe it just ends right there. So this, I guess, yeah, as a family, could be the better of two awful situations.
I mean, there's just a million heartbreaks throughout this whole thing. And this is another one. I feel terrible for his parents that have to, you know,
So would you give up your kid? In this instance, it was a $100,000 reward.
So do they get that reward?
That's what I was going to ask. So, like, if you turn in your own family, get the...
Yeah, I don't want
that. I'm guessing that's a technicality.
I don't want that money.
I don't think you can.
Nor are you asking for it if you've done that. I wouldn't think.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, would you? Why not?
Hey, our kid's gone now, and we gave him to you, so
I guess, do you try to do something good? Do you donate it to one of Kirk's charities? Do you say that you're going to need it to put, you know, I don't know, your other siblings through therapy? I don't know. I can't even fathom what that...
Yeah, the FBI offered $100K.
Yeah, they put it up, and then I saw it was the dad that ended up turning him in. Although I guess I have tried to kind of stay away from this just because it's just so bad out there right now. Is the dad an actual police officer? Yes.
I read that the dad was a sheriff. You read that the dad was someone else and they told a sheriff?
Yeah, I thought that there was another family member that was of sheriff who was the one that actually contacted the police. But I may be wrong. It's kind of unclear, honestly. I think they're still kind of piecing it all together.
And that's the part where I just am like, you know what? I'll check back in a week because it's just...
But hey, a lot of people getting fired out there.
Oh my God, man.
This is
what I said. Remember a couple weeks ago with the whole Dave Chappelle thing? Sometimes the best thing you can do is just shut the F up. Like if you don't know what to say or you're getting ready to say something and you're like, hey, I wonder if I should say this. Take Dave Chappelle's advice. Shut the F up. Like your opinion being thrown out there on your Facebook post or on your Twitter, your big controversial, you know, opinion that's about to rock the world one way or another. Yeah. All that's going to do is just get you in trouble or... I mean, I had someone that said literally there's two or three people people that he considered friends. He goes, I can never look him in the eyes again. All because you decided that you were going to, you're going to shock the world with your sweet, awesome post.
Did you know that the employee at McDonald's who reported Luigi Mangione, you know that guy?
Yeah. Did he get the reward?
He or she, I don't know if it was a male or female.
They.
They may not. Because it was $60,000 for any tips leading to Luigi's arrest.
Yeah.
And they didn't submit the tip through the designated hotline.
So is this one of those things? Do we really try to nickel and dime and weasel our way out of paying rewards?
And that's crappy.
That's crappy.
The FBI requires a nomination by an investigating agency to process rewards. This employee called 911, which doesn't qualify for the specific reward program rules.
Come on. The killer was in your restaurant, and you called the emergency line, and that doesn't count?
I mean, technically to them it doesn't, but I'm sure that, you know, like, that's bad PR. Such a big case. They'll pay them.
Yeah, I would assume, unless it's some sort of insurance thing that, you know, you have to go through, you know, specific things. I don't know. Where does that money come from? I don't know where the money comes from.
And by the way, the local sheriff's office in Utah said there was a rumor going around that his father was a sheriff. They said a sheriff was involved in turning him in, but that person was not connected or related to the 22-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, not connected or related.
All right.
So he was not connected to... I heard he was a family friend.
I guess that wouldn't be connected.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're just a family friend. Yeah. He wasn't a family friend.
Yeah, so he knew the dad, he's the one who turned him in.
Yeah.
At any rate... that thing's wild.
Yeah, it's and like I said, there's just so much information flying around right now, and half of it ends up being a load of crap. I honestly, man, I have not seen people this on edge and fired up in a long time, and quite frankly, I think it's kind of scary.
I got two things. One, do you think it should be illegal to post videos like that of someone's death? Because that was out there instantly.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I know it's been out there. I don't know if it still is or if somebody got it down.
Yeah, it's
but
out there.
Should that be... I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, because that's a whole First Amendment thing, and so...
Is it?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, someone it absolutely
else,
is.
It is absolutely a thing. It's
You film someone else's death?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
It might be unsavory, but it's not illegal.
It's unsavory, but it's not illegal. I mean, you capture something on video, it's your video, and...
And the other one is the video game subculture. They kept talking about, I was reading about this Robinson kid, and he was, and there's some old classmates of his from high school that are talking and saying he was just that kid who was always on Reddit or in the video game subcultures on the internet. Like, you just, he didn't have any friends. Like, he was just that type of kid. Yeah. We need to start looking at how that contributes to these types of incidents, you know?
Yeah.
Because it seems to me, and this may be wrong, it probably is, but the thing that's kind of wild to me is some of these guys, like Mangione and this kid and even the Trump shooter, they don't seem that radical, right? Or that sort of...
But they fit a profile.
They do, but they don't seem... But it's a new profile is what I'm saying.
And they're not the kids that you would be like, oh, for sure, he'd be the one who would do this.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's getting a little more gray, it seems. And that may be wrong, but it just seems to me. And I just wonder if the video... Like, that whole subculture, internet subculture...
I think the internet has... I mean, I
has a big thing to do with
it. Yeah, I was listening to something, and it was actually... It wasn't this. It was... I hate to say this, but it was like six mass shootings ago. And I was listening to someone who was on a podcast that is a, he was like a threat analyst, you know? I mean, this is like what he does. And he was talking about this. And one of the things that he pointed to is it's easier than ever to become one of these. And at the same time, there should be signs if people are paying attention. And he said that almost every one of these shootings that occur, and he mentioned the kid that shot the president, like he just went through school shooters, like on and on. Almost no one comes out of nowhere. And that was his thing.
Yeah.
We have this idea of the lone wolf gunman, that there's never any signs and they pop up and they shoot. And he goes, it's just not the case. He said, there are always, almost always credible signs and people know. We just don't, we never want to make the jump that person could do that. And so that's kind of...
Or it's never like that clear. But it's just, there are signs, but it's not that clear. It's many times much more gray.
Yes. But he said that most of these things fit a pattern, and either we don't want to recognize the pattern, or we're not educating ourselves on what the pattern is. He said a lot of times, even like authorities, not in this case, but like sometimes even authorities and people are aware that this person has been problematic. And he went all the way back to Columbine, and the police actually visited the house.
I remember that.
Of both of those kids.
I know.
You know, and he says you'd be amazed at how many times, and that's
that
why
happens.
That happens.
So what are we missing then? Like, what does he say? Like, is it that if you see one sign, we have to be more aggressive?
Yeah.
Or is it, what is it?
He talks about that, like, the prevention, that this stuff, because there's so much of it, and he said the challenge with it is, because of the online community now and how big it is, you're literally sorting through millions and millions and millions.
What are real threats and what are people just talking ass?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said it's really hard to sift through that. But he said that it kind of does ultimately fall on friends, families, or people in those communities. And he said a lot of these guys will go like on Discord chats or with roommates or something, and they literally talk about potentially doing these things. And some of these people in these like internet groups and whatever, either they don't take it seriously. Sometimes they even cheer them on.
That's the thing. They fire them up.
And they think it's kind of like a ha-ha sort of thing. And then they always say the same thing. Well, I never thought he would do it until they do it. But it was really interesting. He was on there for like 2 hours. And he just talked about that the internet has made this a challenge like nothing we've seen. And that the way we respond to this has just been so slow to catch up.
Yeah.
To all of the different ways.
Well, in some ways it's helped, though, because it gives us a trail.
Yes.
But the other element I think he's saying is, like, people that are close to these people have to say something.
Yes.
Otherwise, we can't.
Yes.
We can't snuff it all out.
I'm trying to remember which one he brought up, but, you know, again, this was several months ago that I listened to this, and there's actually been so many. But he brought up one where, I wish I could remember which one it was, but, like, the family, like, took this kid shooting, like, all the, like, they, like, it was a...
Well, it sounds like that was the case here.
Yeah, like, they, like, a lot of these kids are raised with guns, and it's, like, it has become part of their life, and it's, like, one of the things that they hold on to, and then, like, he brought up that when they kind of get older and they become disenfranchised or whatever, or they kind of become lonely or whatever, and they kind of, that's the one thing that they still have, and he said that's, like, kind of a dangerous... It's a dangerous pull, but because they come from families that guns are kind of such a big part of their life, that sometimes the family and the community around them and that gun don't want to admit that someone that was raised like this or someone that they taught how to shoot, those are viewed as very positive traits. And he's saying that sometimes the loved ones around him don't realize that that is really dangerous, that if you have someone that's lonely, isolated, that's acting different, whatever, the fact that they own and know how to use guns, and that gun has been part of their life and it becomes a bigger part of it, that should be a warning sign that maybe those people don't, because they don't view guns that way.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I've got poop news coming up next.
There's a change of directions.
Yeah. Boy, this is going to terrify you.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Not good.
Yeah. It's diarrhea news.
Ooh.
But first, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
So I've got some diarrhea news for you guys out there. News you can use.
A little lighthearted when you're sliding into home and your pants are full of
people
foam.
Saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
When you're sliding into first and you feel a juicy burst, diarrhea.
What?
I don't think second has one. Because third is...
And it really should, because first shouldn't, because no one slides into first.
You can slide head
you
first.
You can, but people don't really.
When you're sliding into third and you feel a juicy turd, diarrhea. God. But I don't know what second would be. And when you're, when you're sliding into second, like what rhymes with? Yeah, I don't. Sliding into second and you, I got nothing.
While chlorine is the go-to germ killer.
Yeah, go into a pool area sometime, like a Great Wolf Lodge.
It doesn't work instantly.
Oh, no?
Some nasty germs can survive in treated water for minutes or even days, turning a refreshing swim into a risky dip.
Mm.
And the threat is growing. Outbreaks of waterborne illnesses tied to pools and other recreational venues are on the rise, especially those caused by a resilient parasite that's waiting to crash your summer plans with a case of watery diarrhea.
Well, summer's over, right? We're into the fall.
I think you're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
But this states...
But indoor pools are year-round.
That's true.
I accept the fact that if you... Maybe this is me. If you go to a public pool, if you go to a Wild Waves, if you go to a Great Wolf Lodge, aren't you just accepting that you're going to leave with diarrhea? I think that just...
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's like if
no,
you,
I'm not.
If you eat at a Chinese place where there's some sort of illegal panda fighting going down, guess what? You're walking away with E. coli. That just comes with the territory. You think you're not picking up something at a Great Wolf Lodge?
Well, something, yes. Diarrhea?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's part of it, man.
The germ that causes watery poopy
can
survive chlorinated water for 10 days.
Whoa!
They have learned.
So what happened, like, at Great Wolf, I've been there with my kids, where they do, like, a code, like, 41, and everyone has to get out of the pool because someone took a dump in it. And then you're out of the pool for, like, an hour, and then they bring you back in.
Yeah, all good.
According to the CDC, the average swimmer introduces 8 million microbes in a single drop of spit, 140 billion microbes from feces, up to 2 cans worth of sweat, and a full cup of urine.
Awesome.
All of those substances mix with chlorine to form... chloramines, a chemical byproduct that can irritate your eyes and lungs and give off that strong pool smell most people wrongly associate with cleanliness.
Yeah, we've talked about that. When you walk into those places and you're like, oh my God, there's so much chlorine. No, there's so much piss.
Yes.
And it's activating with the chlorine to burn your eyes.
It's a common myth that a strong chlorine smell is a good sign of a clean pool.
Wrong.
In fact, it may actually be a red flag that means the opposite, that the water is contaminated and should perhaps... be avoided.
Literally every public pool you've ever been in has that. Every single one.
Well, chlorine can kill many germs instantly.
Yeah.
Or in under a minute. But some germs, they're far more stubborn, like hepatitis A.
Awesome.
Yeah. It can survive in a chlorinated pool for 16 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
So let's just say, and it's not even that someone poops. Let's just say that they have this.
Yeah.
They go to the bathroom. They don't wash their hands,
yeah.
and they drop their hands into the pool, or you know when they're in the pool. You know what I mean?
I didn't even think about
that. It
doesn't
even have to be from their. Their butt.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, the poo hands. Is there enough on the poo hands to like get?
It says there are.
Look, this is one of those things that I think it's best if you just don't know.
We didn't need that story, did we?
No, I think it's honestly one of those where it's just...
God.
This needs to be a... Like, do you really want to know? Like,
no.
Yeah, like when you go to a restaurant and not a nice one, do you really want to know what's going on back there? Do you really want to know who's cooking your food? Because I don't think that you do. I really don't.
We were talking about it this week. Do you want to know what your Taco Bell meat is made of, or you just want to have your
I just want to not eat at Taco Bell.
That's true. You go to a hotel, do you really, like, don't be one of those persons that's like, hey, do you know what, yeah, I know what's in the hotel, shut up.
Did you bring a black light? Check out what's on if you see the black light.
Yeah, I understand.
No, ooh, the black light thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm terrified of that.
Yeah, don't.
I don't want that.
You just don't.
Yeah. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
You just accept the fact that occasionally you're going to catch something, your stomach's going to feel a little funky. And you live to fight another day, man. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You don't want to know. You really don't. It's just sometimes it's better to go through life a little ignorant.
I agree.
And I think this is one.
That's why I love not being smart.
Those times.
It's great.
Just,
all right.
But yes, that pool thing is horrific.
Just wanted to disseminate that before you all left for the weekend.
Yeah, hopefully you're heading out to a public pool in the near future. Don't do that. If you don't have kids, there's no reason to be in a public pool.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Did Isaac think the show was over?
Rob had to leave.
Yeah, he thought the show was over.
Turns out Rob had diarrhea as well. All that diarrhea
talk. A lot of people saying
Isaac Rob has diarrhea. Now he has to go to the bathroom again. No, Rob had to bolt, it's like a whopping, 4 minutes early?
Shame.
And, yeah.
it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
So, I am watching this enthralling Houston-Colorado game, 16-14 rock fight. Now, are you officially screwed in your...
Yeah. Yeah, well, so the Dirty Dog teaser is dead because I needed Indiana State to stay within 52.5.
Yeah.
They lost 73-0.
How many points were you getting in that?
95 total. I got 52.5 in that, and I got 42.5 on Colgate.
You were getting, and it didn't matter which way they go, you got 92 total points.
95,
and you couldn't make it work.
That's right.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That stinks. That really, really...
52.5 is a big number. Who really goes and covers 52.5?
Yes.
Apparently Cignetti does. Google him.
Well, that's the part that bothers me about that clown. Like, really? Like, that's...
Yeah, you duck real opponents, and then you, like, really flex on the Indiana States of the world. How impressive.
Yeah, dude, you're the number, you know, whatever, 20-something team in the country. You made the College Football Playoff last year, and you started off with Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. I hope Illinois drops an old-fashioned ass-beating, and I hope Oregon runs it up and beats you by 70.
And by the way, they're supposed to play Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech sucks. You should have just banked that game and beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do anything with that.
But a couple good ones going. I mean, I think the Arizona K-State one could be good. It's close right now, and yeah. So is Houston and Colorado.
And then tomorrow, we got the Duckies.
Yes, we do. We got
the Duckies. What time? Do you know what time our coverage starts?
6 a.m. So usually we start a full 4 hours before kick, but because it's such an early one, we're not coming on the air at 5 a.m. No, we're coming on the air at 6 a.m., 3 hours before kick, and then we will have an extra hour of postgame on the back end.
Oh, there you go. All right. So we got a nice little weekend for you. Yep. And then good NFL slate.
Seahawks on the fan starting at 8 a.m. on Sunday.
There you go. And in all seriousness, before we were talking during the break, and we've kind of largely avoided the Charlie Kirk thing here because it's just such a hot button topic right now. But, we're sitting here. We got a couple minutes, before we got to sign off. You know what? I just want to take a second to tell people who's ever still listening as you go about your weekend. Because you and Rob were talking about, like, well, I heard this and I heard that, and I heard he was this and I heard who was that, and you guys were, it wasn't like an argument or whatever,
no.
But it was like you guys were having this. Well, I thought this what is what he wrote on the bullets or this. There is so much information flying around right now, and there's so many people that are angry, and there's so many people that are sad, and there's so many just awful things being thrown out right now in the face of an awful tragedy. I don't care what side you're on. A young father lost his life. And as someone who knows what it feels like to have to go home and tell your kids that a parent isn't coming home, I swear to God, I don't care what side you're on. You don't want to ever have to face that. And now you have parents that have to go and deal with the fact that their son did this. And so I just want to take a moment here and just tell everyone, dude, just sign off this weekend. Take 48 hours. I'm telling you, all this stuff will be there next week on Monday, right? There's going to be so much information that's going to be coming out over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
It'll be there anytime you want it.
And it'll be there. And we'll have a more complete picture of where he got the rifle, or where he did this, or where he did that, or what was written down, or what was his internet. Wait for this to kind of sort itself out, and then you can make your judgment from there, right? And when you actually have real facts. But what's happening right now is just... everyone, again, not wanting to take responsibility. It's your fault. No, it's my fault. No, you did this. No, you did this. It's because of this and it's because of that. And you're saying this and you're saying that. And these people over here, just take a break. Take a break from it. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't do any good to be this angry.
Everyone's upset with each other right
now. And it's just this weird powder keg right now. And it scares the living hell out of me. We had people that were saying some awful, nasty stuff on our chat because we didn't talk about it the day it happened. We were like, you know what? Let's just not touch this today. And we had people that were angry about that. And then when you do say something, people are angry about that. And I got friends on the right and I got friends on the left, and they're angry about this and they're angry about that. Just take a break this weekend. Hug your kid. Take your wife on a date. Just go for a walk somewhere. Play fetch with your dog. Shut down Instagram. Shut down your Twitter. Watch the Ducks. Watch whatever team you want. You know, watch the Beavs. Whatever it is, just take a break and take a deep breath.
Very well said.
Because it's scary, and I'm legitimately concerned.
Yeah, collectively, we are reacting more and more extremely to each other, and it's not good for any of us.
So... to my friends on the right, that some of my deepest friends that I've had for 20 years that are right, I love you and I hear you. And to some of my friends on the left that I have that are very left, that have been my friends for 20 years, I love you and I hear you. And we're not that different. And we can agree to disagree sometimes without hating each other, without threatening each other, without it turning into something that has to be the world's worst thing, because there's enough of that. That's just my final thing as we sign off.
Love it.
Take a break, man. Take 48 hours, take a deep breath, and hug someone, and call someone that maybe doesn't agree with you, and tell them in your life that you love them and you respect them and you miss them. You've been listening to Primetime. We'll catch you Monday, 3 o'clock.
Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.